This is Dr. Dave, and let's talk about how you can create a positive brain. When our family was sailing around the world on our yacht, my two children could not attend public school. There are no schools when you're sailing 1,000 miles from land in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. The only way they could take their high school courses was by correspondence. My daughter did 2 years of high school on the yacht, and my son did 3. Both of them had to take chemistry as part of their curriculum on the high seas. Studying chemistry by correspondence presents unique challenges, not the least of which is the fact that I had to teach it to them. They had considerably more enthusiasm about windsurfing and snorkeling than they did about chemistry. By mutual agreement, we called this course Chemistry from Hell. I dutifully went through the chemistry book with them page by page, and we worked through every problem at the end of each chapter. It took 4 months of working 4 hours a day to finish the course and take the final exam. I learned some valuable lessons when I taught chemistry to my children, but none of those lessons have anything to do with chemistry. If you are ever thinking about teaching chemistry to your children, you should probably think again. You can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. We spent hundreds of hours standing in front of the water trough, but I'm not sure how much drinking got done, and I've given up teaching chemistry to my children. But since you aren't my children, I have a small chemistry lesson that I want to teach you. Fortunately, it's not chemistry from hell. It's only a few simple facts about the chemistry of your brain. Whether you realize it or not, your brain chemistry has a massive impact on the direction and quality of your life. Furthermore, you have a high degree of control over exactly what that chemistry will be, and you don't have to take a course in chemistry from hell to be able to run your mind. What you put into your mind affects the chemistry of your brain. When you put in positive things, you push the chemistry in a positive direction. When you put in negative things, you push it in a negative direction. Your brain has billions of neurons, which is another word for brain cells, and trillions of connections between those neurons. Brain cells are not physically connected with each other in a direct manner like the wires in your house or car. The neurons are connected indirectly through special chemicals called neurotransmitters. When one brain cell wants to talk to another, it sends the message using neurotransmitters. The sending cell releases a tiny packet of chemicals that carries the message to the receiving cell. This scenario repeats itself trillions of times each day. The amount and distribution of neurotransmitters in your brain is critical to the normal functioning of your central nervous system. The health of your brain cells and the amount of neurotransmitter chemicals available have a great deal to do with your state of mind. People who have severe depression are often found to have a deficiency in the amount of neurotransmitters available for use. Drugs that deplete the supply of available neurotransmitters frequently lead to depression. Drugs that elevate the supply of neurotransmitters tend to alleviate depression. For thousands of years, people have experimented with the chemistry of their brain. Alcohol, LSD, peyote, hallucinogenic mushrooms, ecstasy, amphetamines, crack cocaine, heroin, and marijuana are all chemicals that people use to change their brain chemistry to achieve a different mental state. These chemicals alter the physiology of your brain, and if you abuse them long enough, they will alter the anatomy as well. Changing the physiology of your brain takes your mind on a temporary trip to another location. Changing the anatomy not only takes you to a different mental destination, it leaves you there with permanent brain damage. While it's obvious to most people that you can alter your brain chemistry using chemicals, it's much less obvious that you can alter it by changing what you put into your mind. Although further research needs to be done in this area, one thing is clear. Whatever your state of mind, there is a brain chemistry that corresponds to it. Do positive and negative brains really exist? Is there really such thing as a positive brain chemistry and a negative brain chemistry? The answer to these questions is an unequivocal yes. Every thought that you think is embedded at some level in the chemistry of your brain. When you say that someone has a positive mind, you infer that their positive thoughts are embedded in the biochemistry of their brain. Your brain consists of hundreds of different molecules, which are chemicals, arranged in a highly complex configuration. Some of these chemicals are relatively stable structural molecules that create the anatomy of your brain. Other chemicals are non-structural and they create the physiology of the brain. It takes both types of chemicals to make your brain work. Your brain contains trillions of cells, and each of those cells is a highly organized bag of chemicals. Your brain cells talk to each other using neurotransmitters, which are a different class of chemicals. Electrical impulses transmit messages throughout your central nervous system, and other types of chemicals called ions are responsible for creating those electrical potentials. Your brain is an infinitely complex living chemistry set. It's the chemistry of life, and that's why it's called biochemistry. The chemistry of your brain isn't static. Furthermore, what you put into your mind actually influences the chemistry of your brain. The distribution and balance of neurotransmitters in your mind vary with your mood and patterns of thought. One type of brain chemistry is associated with depression and negative thoughts, and a different type is associated with a positive state of mind. Positive self-talk pushes the chemistry of your brain in a positive direction. When you use positive self-talk on a regular basis, you do more than create a positive mind. You actually create a positive brain. The type of thoughts that you think determine the chemical environment inside your brain. If you choose to think depressing thoughts, you create the chemistry of depression. If you choose to think anxious thoughts, you produce the chemistry of anxiety. If you choose to think negative thoughts, you produce the chemistry of negativity. If you choose to think angry thoughts, you produce the chemistry of anger. Research indicates that there are groups of people whose gene chemistry is associated with depression. Studies of the human genome have found that the DNA of depressed people may actually make some of them susceptible to depression. It appears that not all people are created equal in their ability to have a positive mind. Millions of people are genetically predisposed to mood disorders. They inherited a brain chemistry that makes them vulnerable to negative thoughts and twisted emotions. The stresses of daily life gradually takes a toll on their mind, and they start to sink in a sea of negative thoughts. When these individuals take a licking, they don't keep on ticking. They get depressed, they become overwhelmed by inertia, and their life stops. If you don't believe that there is a chemistry associated with depression, why do you think that drug companies spend millions of dollars developing antidepressant drugs? Modifying the chemistry of your brain with antidepressants is big business. If you don't believe there is chemistry associated with anxiety, why do you think that drug companies developed anti-anxiety medications? At one time, Valium was one of the most prescribed medications in the Western world. Drug companies made billions of dollars selling Valium, helping people alter their brain chemistry so that they no longer felt anxious. Drug companies spend billions of dollars doing research to discover how the chemistry of the brain works. Once they understand the chemistry, they can make medications that alter it in a favorable manner. Medications and drugs aren't the only way to alter the chemistry of your brain. What you think about and what you put into your mind also alters the chemistry as well. Positive thinking, positive attitudes, and a positive operating system are embedded at some level in the chemistry of your brain. The same is true for negative thinking, a negative operating system, and depression. You can modify the chemistry of your brain using medications or illicit drugs. You can also modify it using cognitive therapy. Cognitive therapy works because it changes the way you think, and when you change the way you think, you change the chemistry of your brain at some level. The good news is there are now many medications for mood disorders that can restore your brain chemistry to a more positive state so that your sense of well-being returns. The medications are not all the same, so if one type of medicine doesn't work, there's a good chance that a different one might do the job. Each family of drugs for mood disorders operates by a different mechanism. Doctors can't predict which medication will have the most powerful effect in alleviating the negative and distorted thoughts associated with mood disorders. Some medications require several weeks to have their maximum effect. Pills aren't magic, but they are powerful if you give them time to work. Not everyone with a mood disorder needs to take medication to restore a positive outlook. Medical research has shown that some mood disorders can be treated effectively using only cognitive therapy without medication. This type of therapy teaches you how to recognize and eliminate the twisted and distorted thoughts typically found in mood disorders. When you struggle with negative thoughts and distorted emotions, you now have multiple treatment options that offer real hope. Depending on the type and severity of your problem, you can use medical therapy or cognitive therapy to start feeling better. You may even use them in combination to restore the normal chemical balance inside your brain.